A young member of a Muslim religious center near Washington, D.C., has created a program for people who are suffering health problems. But the program does not try to heal their bodies. It aims to help their hearts. Ilaya Hamad is a Palestinian student at George Washington University. She encourages volunteers to visit people who are in the hospital who do not have friends or family members who can visit them. She created the volunteer program at the Darul Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia. Some people who come to the United States do not yet have friends or family members in their new home. Being alone in the hospital can make even small medical problems seem major. Hamad says this experience happened to her.
I'm here in this country mostly without my family. I have like stone in my like kidney, and it's a one-day surgery, but I felt the need. A lot of people, they don't have family here.
So in 2009, Hamad created a program to send visitors to lonely people in the hospital. More than 30 people volunteered in the first year of the patient visitor program. Reverend Graham Bardsley is the chaplain of Virginia Hospital Center.
Visitors from the mosque have badges that look very much like mine, a picture, an indication of the fact that they've had a TB test, which is required annually for the protection of the patient.
Liali Kauf is one of the volunteers.
I started the program in January, and I visit approximately between 3 or 4 patients a day, so maybe about 12 to 15 patients a week.
Saraya Hussein is also a volunteer.
Minimum is once a week, but sometimes I come by myself because I have the kids. So sometimes I sneak night time when it's not a visitation time, and I can talk to them.
Imam Jofri Abdul Malik is one of the leaders of the Darul Hijra Islamic Center.
The people who come and visit patients in the hospital, many times we think they're giving something to the sick person. Really? That is between you and Allah, that you gave a gift to a person who was sick or who had a baby, and you were there.
Hamad says it is not easy to find volunteers for the program. But she and her team say they will continue the program because it is so rewarding. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.